Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is on the receiving end of an odd and rather puzzling request from an old friend via transatlantic radio phone. Listen.
Hello, Kent?
Yes, who is this?
This is Candy Myers.
Well, hello, Candy. Hey, how's the private detective business?
Oh, it's running me into the ground, chum. I need your help, but bad.
Now look, wait a minute. What would a super sleuth need me for?
Please, Kent, don't make with the quiz game.
Huh?
I wouldn't be calling you all the way from England just for a gag.
England?
Yeah, London, England. And if you don't get here to give me a hand soon, I'll be pushing up English daisies in a British potter's field.
Hey, sounds serious, Candy. Now look, fella, just tell me where I can find you, and I'll see you before you can say tea and crumpets.
You know, gang, our wonderful country is full of little things that are definitely and distinctly American. I mean not only things like ham and eggs, hot dogs, popcorn and sodas. What I refer to specifically are special days or weeks. There are all sorts of days, ranging from Mother's Day and Father's Day all the way down to a variety of tag days. Then there are special weeks, such as Safety Week, Be Kind to Animals Week, and even a Donut Week. Now, the President has proclaimed a new week, Brotherhood Week. And this, so far as we're concerned, is the most important of all. American Brotherhood Week, proclaimed by President Truman for observation beginning Monday, February 22nd, is designated so that you and I and all other Americans can concentrate our thinking on the evils of race prejudice. It's set aside so that we can contemplate the peace that comes from understanding of our fellow man. It's a period during which we are invited to give serious thought to the fact that the very greatness of the United States is a result of the wonderful mixture of races, religions, and ancestries that are found here. A mixture of thinking, habits, and cultures, out of which has come the magnificent traditions of our country. So you see, in order to preserve that which in just a few hundred years has made the United States one of the biggest, best, and most powerful countries in the world, it's necessary for us to throw out all prejudice and to practice tolerance. Let's make Brotherhood Week last all 52 weeks of the year.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Clark Kent received a telephone call from Private Detective Candy Myers, who claimed to be talking from London, England, he thought the sleuth was joking. But he changed his mind when on the phone he heard Myers say,
"I'm not kidding, Kent. I'm on the trail of something bigger than I can tell you now. But it's too hot for me to handle alone. I need your help, but bad."
Eager to help his friend and smelling a big news story, Kent arranged for Lois Lane to take over his work. Then, as Superman, rocketed across the icy Atlantic to Britain's capital. As we join him now, a very short while later, the Man of Steel has resumed his guise and garb of reporter Clark Kent and knocks on the door of room 315 in the Three Georges Hotel, the address given him by Candy Myers.
Yeah?
Open up, Candy.
Who is it?
Me, Clark Kent.
What? Who?
Clark Kent.
Who are you kidding, chum? I just talked to Kent in Metropolis.
Come on, open the door, will you, and see for yourself.
Okay. I'm opening up for a quick look. But I got a nervous finger on a hair trigger, and if it's action you want, you'll get it.
That's my boy.
All right, reach high, bud, and fast.
Easy, Candy, easy.
Holy cow, it is you, Kent.
Yeah, sure it is. Now, let me in so we can close your door.
Yeah,
but how did you...
I'll explain some other time. First, suppose
no,
you...
wait a minute, chum. Wait a minute. Let me catch my breath.
Sit down. Relax. Your face is white and you're trembling.
Well, who wouldn't be after what I've been going through? And then, on top of that, you dropping in on me 3,000 miles from where I talked with you on the phone just a few minutes ago.
Forget about that. Tell me what's
Look,
wrong with you.
What'd you do? Hire Superman for a trip like this?
Candy, you'll never know how close you've come to the truth. But now, look, the important thing is, what's going on with you here?
Well, for one thing, I got a killer on my tail.
A killer? Who is it?
Well, I don't know, except that he's some guy who's out to get Dude McCoy. You remember him?
Dude McCoy? Wasn't that the name of the famous jewel thief and confidence man, the one who was reported drowned a couple of years ago?
That's the McCoy, brother. Only he wasn't drowned.
Are you kidding? McCoy was lost with everyone else aboard on a yacht that was torpedoed just before the end of the war.
Sure, that's what I thought, too, until I found him here in London.
But that's impossible, Candy. Are you...
Look, Candy, a couple of years before that yacht was sunk, I was hired to find a diamond necklace worth $2 million. I traced that string of ice to Dude McCoy, and I was just about to grab him when he got wise somehow and gave me the slip.
Well, that was too bad, but I still...
Wait now. I was sore because that made me look pretty stupid, to say nothing of the big fee I was done out of. So when I got a tip from an old partner of mine who happened to be passing through London that he'd seen McCoy here, I grabbed the first clipper I could get.
And you've seen him?
Sure. I tracked him down to a little cottage in a suburb where he's living under a phony moniker.
How do you like that? How did you know it was the real McCoy?
Brother, I'd know that guy with my eyes closed. Of course, he denied being the dude at first.
Yeah?
Then when he saw I was wise, he broke down and admitted it. When I asked him, he told me all about how he was picked up by a Nazi sub and bribed his way after a long time to England.
Well, that's an interesting story, Candy. Finding him again is a feather in your cap.
That's only the beginning, Ken.
What do you mean?
You don't think I'd ask you to come all the way over here to help me bring back a broken-down old crook, do you?
Well, I wonder...
And you don't think I'm hiding away in a small hotel from a character like that?
Now, look, what did you ask me to come out here for? And what are you hiding from?
I'm hiding out from a killer who's out to get me and McCoy because he thinks McCoy has let me in on a secret that'll set the whole world on its ear.
Well, did McCoy tell you?
Now, let me give you the whole story.
Okay, Candy.
When I went to put the pinch on McCoy, he pleaded with me to let him alone because he had a bad heart and the medics told him he hadn't long to go.
Oh?
I told him my job was to bring him in.
Uh-huh.
Then he offered to make a deal with me. I'll never forget standing there in the garden behind his cottage with the birds chirping while I did a slow burn. And while I'm burning, he keeps talking.
I can make you the best-known detective in the world, Myers. If you make this deal with me, it'll be worth a fortune to you.
Now, look, McCoy, for one thing, I'm doing all right. What's more, I don't make deals with crooks.
Wait, Myers, listen to me. Do you remember Sir John Higginson, the famous scientist, and Sir Alfred Mokridge, the king's personal physician? Two men who disappeared before the war and have never been heard of since?
Sure I do. So what?
If I told you they were both alive and told you where they could be found, would you leave me here to die in peace?
Now, look, dude, my job is to bring you in so you can stand trial for your crimes. But if you're telling the truth, and you really can tell me where to find those two great men, well, the best I can offer is a promise to do what I can to get you off easy.
All right, Myers. I haven't long to live anyhow. So getting this off my chest will make whatever comes easier to bear. Maybe pay a little for what I've done. So get set to hear the most fantastic story ever told.
Go on, shoot. Where are Higginson and Sir Alfred?
They're both alive, and they're living now in an ancient buried kingdom located under the Atlantic Ocean.
What? You mean they turned into mermen?
No. This kingdom, which is known to and used by all the big-time crooks as a hideout, is under the bed of the ocean.
Is that so? And I suppose Higginson and Mokridge, who are not crooks but great scientists, are just down there for a gin rummy game, huh?
They were kidnapped because Higginson is a scientist, Mokridge as a doctor, and needed to help keep the place healthy.
Oh, brother, you expect me to believe that?
I can prove every word of it's true. I can tell you exactly where it's located so you can take a shipload of police with you and make the biggest haul of criminals ever caught at one time.
Yeah, how do we get down there? Just fall overboard?
A diving bell takes you down. Eh, let me draw you a map.
Go ahead. Amuse yourself.
This is the Atlantic Ocean, see? Now, the underseas kingdom... It's located right... Oh!
What the... Hey!
Holy Jemima, dude! Hey, dude!
In just a moment, we'll find out what happened when we return with the pulse-quickening climax of today's episode in The Adventures of Superman. So, keep listening.
Look, gang, please don't ever get the idea that we're preaching at you on this program. Actually, that's the farthest thing from our minds. Whatever we tell you in these little chat periods is something we think you should know. Something everyone should know. What's more, we feel that you probably like to be informed or reminded of things that are important. For instance, we know that you, like everyone else, are very much interested in a life of peace and happiness, which is why we mention the subject of tolerance so often. We're convinced, and most straight-thinking people are too, that only by driving racial and religious prejudice out of our thinking can we have peace. Only by recognizing the equality and rights of others can we expect others to recognize our rights. So we plead with you every chance we get to be tolerant of other people, even if physically they appear to look different, or if they should happen to worship in a church other than your own. And when we tell you about the starving children of war-torn Europe and Asia, we do so because we are firmly convinced that as good Americans, you are interested in the plight of others, and that you sincerely want to do whatever you can to help those not so fortunate as we who live in the United States. Yes, we think that talking plainly is the American way of straightening out little things which, if left unmentioned, might develop into important problems. And if at any time we fail to make ourselves clear, let us know. We'll be delighted to hear from you.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Candy Myers, private detective friend of Clark Kent, has just told the Daily Planet reporter, who is really Superman, how Dude McCoy, a wanted jewel thief, was just about to reveal the location of an underseas hideout for criminals when two shots rang out and McCoy fell to the ground.
Who shot McCoy, Candy?
Well, I don't know, Kent. I had a quick look, but whoever it was knew his way around better than I did and made a clean getaway.
And McCoy? Did he die?
Not yet. I managed to get him to a hospital, but the docs tell me that with two bullets in the chest and a bad heart, he hasn't much chance.
Golly, this story of his about a kingdom under the sea sort of intrigues me. Oh, I don't know whether to believe it or not.
Well, there must be something to it, Kent, or else why would somebody try to knock him off when he was telling me where it was located?
Yeah, that's right. And with a chance of finding Higginson and Mogridge, plus bagging a mess of wanted criminals, it certainly would be worth looking for.
Yeah, but unless McCoy comes too, we'll never have a chance to find it.
What about the killer, the one who...
Well, I'll get that phone. Okay. Hello. Yeah? This is Myers. Who? Oh, yeah. He is, huh? Uh-oh. You bet. I'll be there in two shakes.
McCoy's coming around?
Yeah, but he's not long for this world, so if we hope to get him to talk, we've got to get to that hospital fast.
Well, come on. Let's go.
Rushing out of the hotel room, Clark Kent and Candy Myers dash downstairs and hail a cab. Will they reach the hospital before Dude McCoy expires? And if so, will he be able to tell them more about the fantastic underseas hideout? Tomorrow's episode is packed full of suspense and thrills, so don't miss it. Be sure to be with us again tomorrow for Chapter 2 of Kingdom Under the Sea, an exciting story in The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.